Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
So if you will, I want you to kind of collect your thoughts, collect your peoples, all right? And let's get started this morning. I believe that many times in life, we miss out on moments. We miss out on relationships and experiences, events, and probably even so much more, all because they look different. You see, their appearance at first glance doesn't really match our desire or maybe our expectation. Thus, it leaves us with an impression, and that impression is it looks different. I think we've probably all got something that maybe comes to mind when we think of that phrase, it looks different. You see, different often means that the nature or the form or the quality of something is unlike what we're accustomed to. And I think we're kind of going through a season of that ourselves right now. You see, because for us, our nature or our character, our instinct is to form or gather ourselves together as the body of Christ in a central location at a certain time on a specific day and experience the quality or the nature, the character of God's power and His presence as we express His value in our lives through corporate worship and gleaning from the power and the truth of His Word. You see, but for us today, it definitely looks different. You see, we're not under one roof this morning, but instead, we are in multiple homes and locations. You see, for me, right now in this moment, Tom and Flossie aren't sitting on the front row this morning. They're sitting in their living room saying, well, Pastor John's not right in front of us. He's on the TV screen this morning. So for all of us today, things look a little different. You see, while we aren't worshiping collectively in one place this morning, I still believe that we are one voice, unified in worship, giving honor and glory to an all-holy God. Not in one place, but in multiple places all across this city and county this morning. And I want you to think about that. While today we're not collectively under one roof, we're under many roofs, but the praises for God are still going up and because He is still worthy. And so for us today, it looks different, but worship is still transpiring. You see, while we're not physically sitting together today, gleaning from the Word of God, we are still connected by faith in Jesus Christ. And we are each today more than able to receive the truth of God's Word as it leads us to salvation and freedom, as it brings healing and it restores us, as it encourages us, as it edifies, equips, and empowers. You see, we may not be under one roof or in one place today, but we still serve the one true God, and He is able to minister to us right where we are, even if it looks different. Yes, it looks different this morning, but again, I believe that God is in the business of using different. He uses different to transform our hearts and lives on a daily basis if we allow Him to. You see, I believe that God uses different to express the value and the vastness of His kingdom and His desire for each of us to take part in it and to find our purpose and place within it. I want to take you this morning to a story that kind of reveals that principle to us and begins to show us that sometimes normal things can maybe look a little different, but looking a little different can be good. So I want to take you to Matthew chapter 14. To a very familiar passage of Scripture for most of us today. We're going to begin reading in verse 14. It says, so when Jesus landed, He had a huge crowd waiting for Him. Seeing so many people, His heart was deeply moved with compassion toward them. So He healed all the sick who were in the crowd. Later that afternoon, the disciples came to Jesus and said, it's going to be dark soon and the people are hungry. But there's nothing to eat here in this desolate place. You should send the crowds away to the nearby villages to buy food for themselves. You see, this event is recorded for us in all four of the Gospels, with each author sharing their individual vantage point. What we see in the harmonized Gospels and what we see described in each of them is that ministry was happening. So this morning, things do look different, but I believe right now that in multiple homes and families, in multiple lives all across, again, this city, this county, this country, I believe that ministry is still happening. You see, Jesus was healing the sick and the disease. Jesus was teaching and speaking to them and putting into their heart the heart of the kingdom of God. You see, at first glance, we would probably just say everything looked pretty normal. Jesus was doing Jesus things. He was healing the sick. He was speaking kingdom truth. Those are things that we see him do throughout his entire ministry, through all four of the Gospels. So maybe we would look at that this morning and say, well, Jesus was just doing what Jesus does. But I want to draw your attention back to verse 15 real quick. Verse 15 says that they were in a desolate or deserted place. The word that is used there has two primary meanings. The first means a desolate or deserted area that is uncultivated and unpopulated. Basically, it denotes that this area lacks resources. The second word means that it is a solitary place that provides needed quiet and freedom from disturbance. Now, those are kind of two different things that come from the same word. You see, in this moment, the people were becoming tired and hungry. So the solitary place that was providing an atmosphere of ministry in the beginning now seemed to be turning into a place that was a little less desirable and now clearly lacked the needed resources to meet the present need. You see, the immediate suggestion or solution that was given to Jesus by the disciples was to do the normal thing. And the normal thing is to tell everyone that the party is over and send them all into the nearby villages so that they can find food and kind of fend for themselves. But you see, at certain times, normal is okay. You want your coffee to taste like normal, or at least I do. You see, you want your EKG to be normal. You don't want there to be something different in your coffee. You don't want there to be something different on your EKG. But you see, then there are times when normal creates an environment of complacency. You see, normal is average. It's common. It's ordinary, routine, run of the mill, unexceptional, unremarkable. You see, normal, it's just usual. Unfortunately, in our spiritual lives, if we aren't careful, we allow things sometimes to become normal. But I think that's when God has to step in and get our attention with something that looks different. So hopefully this morning, because our normal has maybe been shifted and we have something that looks different, maybe hopefully this morning, God is beginning to get our attention. If we go on in Matthew chapter 14 and we look at verse 16 and 17, it says this, "They don't need to leave," Jesus responded. "You can give them something to eat." They answered, "But all we have is 5 barley loaves and 2 fish." You see, if we again read not only what we find in Matthew, but in Mark and Luke and John, what we find is a story that reveals a little boy and his lunch. You see, this was a normal-sized lunch. It was 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. It wasn't a huge meal. It wasn't a banquet dinner. It was a normal-sized lunch that came with and was given by, for all intents and purposes, a normal-sized boy. You see, but in that moment, the disciples could only focus on one thing. They said, "All we have is 5 barley loaves and 2 fish." What stuck out to me the most there in that portion of Scripture is the fact that they declared, "All we have." All we have. You see, what we have, what we produce in and of ourselves, how many knows it will never be enough? It will always be normal. But thankfully, we serve a God who is different, a God who supersedes the normal, and He is supernatural this morning, a God who is willing to take our normal and produce something different. And I think we should all say amen for that this morning. You see, as we continue Matthew 14 and 18, Jesus replied to them by saying this, "Let me have them." You see, He was speaking of the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Simple statement. Let me have them. I think for us today, the truth probably remains the same now as it was then. The key to transitioning from normal to different is all about who is in control. Jesus said, "Let me have them." You see, how often do we hesitate to hand over our normal because we believe that what we have is too common? We believe that there's nothing special about what we have. What we have just isn't enough for this moment. There's no way that God can use it. You see, we tend to believe that where we are or what we're going through could never be used for God's glory. But I believe this morning, He likes to do things different. And so we have to get to that place because
we hesitate to hand over our normal, I think, because giving up control means everything might look different. But how many knows if things look different, that might not be such a bad idea? You see, what we need to remember in all of this is that in so many moments, in so many situations, even in what we would call our normal, average, everyday, day-to-day life, different is exactly what we need sometimes. And different is exactly what God has planned for us in those very moments. Continue in Matthew chapter 14, moving on to verse 19, it says this, "Then he had everyone sit down on the grass as he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish. He looked up into heaven, gave thanks to God, and broke the bread into pieces. He then gave it to his disciples, who in turn gave it to the crowds." Verse 20. "And everyone ate until they were satisfied, for the food was multiplied in front of their eyes. They picked up the leftovers and filled up 12 baskets full. There were about 5,000 men who were fed in addition to many women and children." We read that, we hear that, it's been taught through Sunday school, we've heard multiple sermons on it, and sometimes we hear those things and we just kind of let them go by because we've heard them so many times. But when I was reading that again, it just really stuck out to me that everyone was hungry, but they ate until they were satisfied. Everyone was hungry, but they ate until they were satisfied. And the only reason that they were satisfied was because Jesus took what was normal and he made it look different. He took 2 fish and 5 loaves, a normal boy's lunch, and he transformed it and multiplied it in front of their very own eyes, creating a feast for over 5,000 men plus women and children. And not only did he feed them, he fed them to such a degree that there were additional leftovers, 12 basketfuls, in fact. You see, sometimes we just need to surrender what is normal and allow God to make it look a little different. You see, God is always more than enough in every season of life. And so often, he loves to prove that to us through some "it looks different" moments. But are we willing to embrace those moments? Are we willing to embrace that season of "it looks different right now"? Because if we're not willing to embrace it, how can God provide what we need in the midst of it? You see, if those people would have said, "No, you know what? It's just 2 fish and 5 loaves. It can't be done." If they would have never released that simple lunch to Jesus and put it in his hands, he wouldn't have had a chance to take what was normal and make it transformational and make it look different today. Are we willing to do that this season that looks different and surrender it to him? You see, I think instead of ignoring or shying away from or even questioning these "it looks different" moments, let's strive to acknowledge them. Let's strive to embrace them. And then let's live in them. Let's put our faith into action and believe that God knows what he's doing. Because it is in these moments that we will always find a few things to hold true. And that number one is that our Savior in those moments, he is always at work. He is always at work for us, and he is always at work for those around us. Another thing that holds true is that in these moments, what we find is a place for us to serve. It says that the disciples got to be a part of this, that Jesus broke that lunch. He miraculously began to make it more than enough, but he gave it to them so that they could give it to others. You see, even in this "it looks different" moment, I think that there will still be places for us to serve and to help in God's kingdom. And the last thing that we see is that he always supernaturally provides. You see, whether it be in the physical or whether it be in the spiritual, he's got us covered on every end, and he's willing and wanting to make and take what is normal and allow it to look different for his glory and for his kingdom. You see, if it looks different this morning, I think we need to jump in and see what God is about to do. You see, it's like these "it looks different" moments always have these little things. You see, in these little moments, what happens is people who are hungry, they always get fed. Those who are looking for something, they're always satisfied. And they're not satisfied with just a small something, but he satisfies them with something that supersedes the need. You see, and in these moments, I believe that he fills the desires of those who are really seeking him. just because we're at home this morning, just because this is a season and a time that looks different, doesn't mean that God still will not feed those who are hungry or satisfy those who have a need or fill those who have a desire for seeking Him. So I believe this morning that if we will set aside the normal and look into what is different, I believe that God will begin to move in our hearts and lives in a very unusual and unique way. If you will, I want you to just bow your hearts with me this morning. Father, we thank you that in times of life where we cannot make things happen, God, when things are just normal, God, that you take them and you make them different. So Lord, help us to look at those "it looks different" moments. And God, even if it seems illogical and impossible, God, let us know that you are the God who supersedes both of those things. And all things today are possible. Father, I ask today that your Holy Spirit would just continue to minister to us individually. God, as a collective body dispersed throughout this city and county, God, help us to keep our hearts and our minds focused on what you have for now, knowing that even in this "it looks different" moment, that God, you are still at work. God, that there's still a place for us to serve or a way for us to serve. And that God, through it all, you will bring that specific provision that we need in this moment. Father, I thank you for the encouragement of your word. Lord, let it resonate within our hearts, God, as we begin to put our faith to work for your kingdom. Father, I thank you for it in Christ's mighty name. We want to encourage each and every one of you this morning that as you move on throughout the weeks and you're partaking of what we're trying to put out online, that if you have a prayer request or a need or anything of that nature, please reach out to us. Use the website. Use the little comment sections on YouTube and Facebook. You have my number. Please call me if you need prayer, if you need encouragement. Whatever it is, we want to be that source for you all. So please take advantage of that. Check up, brothers and sisters in Christ. Send encouraging text that we sharpen in this process today. This moment, that what we would normally do is we would take up an offering. And so in about 5 seconds, what you're going to hear is you're going to hear a knock on your front door. That is going to be one of our ushers coming to collect the offering this morning. No, not really. All right. But if you want to give, all right, we want to afford you that option. All right. And so this morning, in lieu of how we would normally take up our offering, there is the available process that will be mentioned here at the end of this video. And so just follow those steps, whether it's text to give or you want to mail a check-in because you're old school. Either way, we want to allow you for that to still be a part of your worship unto the Lord. And so follow those steps. And I know that those things will go to the right spot in the right place, just as they always do. All right. And so today I want to thank you for joining in, and again, encourage you to stay connected to us on LCC Madisonville and all of those social media links. And again, stay connected to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Check on your neighbor, and let's make sure that in this time of "it looks different," let's get ready for that supernatural thing that God's going to do. Thank you, and God bless this morning.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com. Or at any of our social media accounts at LCC Madisonville.